off on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. I think we're in the middle of the Mishnah. Mr. Arbisfeld has Yahrzeit today for his mother, Aleha HaShalom. So we dedicate the learning in her memory. Isha Chaya Maskid Basra Moshe Baruch. The Mishnah in Yud Tes Amud Aleph is dealing with the special korbanos that are brought on Shalosh Regalos. On Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's an obligation for all of the men. Yeroi calls the churcho, the women are not mechuyev. Men are mechuyev to be oil or regal. Oil or regal has to visit the Azorah, to walk up from the Har HaBayis into the Azorah. If you go by car, is mashma from the Gemara Chagiga, you're not yotzi. You have to be oil or regal, I'll be pashtuch by foot. And the Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga quotes a Tosefta. In Chagiga, the Gimel Mitzvah Nitztav Yisrael Bali Yosem LaRegel, when the Yidin come to the Oil LaRegel, they're obligated to bring three korbanos: Riya, Chagiga, and Simcha. Riya is an oilos Riya, an oil is burnt on the Mizbeach. Nobody eats it, you burn the whole korban oil on the Mizbeach. Chagiga, Shalmi Chagiga. So Shalmi Chagiga, you have to be makrivit, and somebody has to eat it. Either I'll eat it, someone else. You can't have one person eat it, it's a whole day. You invite people, you have to eat a big dusha of a tahara. And Simcha, the pashtas is, the Shalmi Chagiga, I have to be a bala korban, I have to participate, I have to pay money to become a bala korban ashutu. You don't need it. Let's say you have 5 million Jews are going to be early regal, each one has to bring another korban. So the Gemara, the Rishonim say no. You can bring b'shutfas. You can have all the 5 million people shutfim one oilas riyah, and all the 5 million people shutfim one shalmi chagiga. It's not b'kovedik. Yeah. It's not nice. And mishpama, yeah, every 20 people, every 30 people. Yeah, it has to be within reason. You don't bring too many korbanos. You don't bring too few korbanos. It has to be reasonable. So the shalmi chagiga you yotze by offering. Let's say 15 people get together. They chip it. Each one gives a couple of dollars. They buy korban shlamim shalmi chagiga. Everybody's yotze. And 14 of them eat it, and the 15th one eats milchiks. He doesn't want to eat flesh. So he's yotzei d'shalmi chagiga because he participated in the hakrovah. But then the third mitzvah of simcha means he should actually eat flesh from korbanos. So on that mitzvah of simcha, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in the first parak in chagiga, the kohanim yotzei midei chayv asam b'bsar chatos b'bsar roshem. It doesn't have to be dafke shlomim, a shalmei simcha. Whenever there's any flesh from any korbanos, let's say they brought
Chatos, how can they have a chatos on Yontuf?
A chalamoid, let's say.
A chalamoid,
a balabos comes El Regal and he brings a chatos, so the kohanim have to eat it. Yom Balailu ad chatos. Yeah. When the kohanim eat it, so they yotze the mitzvah of simcha. They don't have to be the balei ha-korban. To be yotze, you have to eat it. For the mitzvah of Eilas Ria and Shalmi Chagige, you have to be the balei ha-korban. Balei ha-korban is the one who pays for the korban. But the mitzvah of simcha is to eat. The pashna mitzvah is to eat the flesh. So the Mishnah has a double machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. The one machloikis is a machloikis on the level of the raisa, based on the Rosh Hashanah psukim, which the Gemara never quotes. The Gemara read there a lot of dinim in kotchim, a lot of the halachas in korbanos, when you learn zvachim and menachis, the Gemara has many, many hundreds of halachas, which the Mishnah is just rattle off, and the Gemara never gives a mocker. And Taisus is trying to guess, where did they figure it out? Where does it say? Does it say here? So Taisus very often will guess, and Zvachim and Menachas, Taisus will guess, it must be a klala prata klala, it's a this, it's a that, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a superman, it's a drushes, and then Achredim say that they guessed wrong. It's a beferish teres kohanim, it's a different drushes from a different person. Uh-huh. So here also this, the most important machlek is the Bisham and the Beisilo. Are you permitted to be makriv the oilas riya on the first day yontem? The first day Pesach is dach yontem, the first day Sukkot is yontem. Then comes a long chalamoy. So the obligation to bring the oilas riya is chal on the first day. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. When you say there's an obligation to bring an oilas riya, so you say sometime during the duration of the 7 days of Pesach, and Eretzol Pesach is 7 days. Sometime during the 7 days, sometime or another, you have to see to it that you bring an oilas riyah. Is that the pshat? They say no. You mechuyev to bring an oilas riyah on the first day. If you didn't bring on the first day, they kula tashlum in the rishon. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. They say kula tashlum in zeh lazeh. But they say no. The ike chiyev is v'chagos amoso the first day. Chagos amoso chag l'Hashem, you should offer the korban chagiga the first day. And the oilas riyah the first day. So that's the way we paskin. The chiyev is the first day. And the rest is only tashlum the ma'inaf gemina. So let's say the kid became bar mitzvah in the middle of chalamay. The first day he was a katan, he wasn't mechuyev. So on the first day he wasn't mechuyev, he was not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So then when it comes later, he's after godless already, he's not mechuyev to bring, because the chiyuv was chal on the first day. Yeah, by us, the Mishnah says in the first Mishnah Chagiga that a katan sheyochol aleches, he can walk with his father, he's just 3 days before his bar mitzvah, so he's mechuyev. With the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, mitam chinuch, he's mechuyev to participate in the oil of Sriya anyway. So that nafkemina wouldn't be halacha lamaisa bizman hazeh. Now that we have the chiyuv chinuch mid the Rabbanan, so the katan is also mechuyev. So that's where the Gemara gives a different nafkemina. The Gemara has a nafkemina. What if he's the first couple, the first day of Pesach, he had a medical condition, he was unable to walk. He can't walk unless he carry it. Chigir biyam rishon, minis pashit biyam shedi. He had a condition that prevents him from walking. And if you don't walk, if they carry you up, so you're not yotze the aliyah l'regel, al pi pashtus. And then he has a procedure done, he has an operation done in the middle of Chalamai, and now he's able to walk. So would you say that now that he's able to walk, he's oil regal, he's mukhiyev to bring the oil asriya? So that's a machlokes hatanoim, and we paskin no. We paskin that everything is tashlum and derishan. So either the first day you mukhiyev or not. So here there's a machlokes hatanoim, b'shaim and b'sil, the way we paskin that the chiyev to bring oil asriya is really chal, the first day is the main thing. Are you actually supposed to bring the oil asriya on the first day? Theoretically, the chiyuv is to bring the first day. What if the first day is Yom Tov Shecholi is b'Shabbos? Then that's upkeret. Of course, you don't bring an oil asriya on Shabbos. You don't bring a shalmech hagiga on Shabbos either. If the first day Yom Tov is also Shabbos, Yom Tov Shecholi is b'Shabbos, you bring tamidim and masafim, but you don't bring the oil asriya. You don't bring the shalmech hagiga. So what if the first day Pesach and the first day Sukkot is not, let's say, Shavuos? There is no first day. Shavuos is one day, that's it. So the din is, if you didn't bring the karbonis on Shavuos, you can bring for the next six, you have a whole, you can bring for the next 6 days a sachakol of 7 days, the din of tashlumin. You have tashlumin for the 6 days following Shavuos. So what's the din? But lachatchila, why should you follow zechan tashlumin? Bring the karbon on the correct zman. So that's a machlokes bisham and bisilo. The shalmei chagiga you may bring on the first day Yontif, on Yontif. Unless it falls out on Shabbos, then of course not.
Yeah.
What about the oil asriya?
Why do you say of course not?
Shabbos.
Why is it not doicha Shabbos?
A korban is only doicha Shabbos if it's mana kavua. Mana kavua haste, if it's over yom a bottle korban. So tamidim and masafim, either you bring them today, or forever hold your peace by family. If you don't bring it today, so you can't bring it tomorrow, there's no tashlumin. But both the oil asriya and the shalmei chagiga have tashlumin. If you didn't bring it the first day, you can bring it the second day. So that's why if the first day is Shabbos, that's upkiret. That you cannot bring the oil asriya or the shalmei chagiga on Shabbos, not Decha Shabbos, because since it has tashlumin, that's not called zman kavua. But what if the first day Yontif, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, is not Shabbos?
Easter.
Regular weekday, but it's Yontif, you're not allowed to do melacha on Yontif either. So the shaila is, are you permitted to bring the oil asriya on Yontif? Or do you have to wait till Chol HaMoed? Or by Shavuos, you have to dafka do the tashlumin in the next 6 days. There is no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. There's a shverer Rambam in the Siddur. The Rambam in the Siddur writes that on Chol HaMoed, when you daven, you say Yalav Yovan, you mention the Kedushas Hayom, whether it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, Sukkos, or Shavuos.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like there was such an art scroll had such a mistake also about Chol HaMoed. They got it from the Rambam. The art scroll made the same mistake that it has in the Rambam. Talks about Chol HaMoed Shavuos. There is no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. So what's the din? Are you permitted to bring the oilus if theoretically the chiyuv to bring the oilus riyah is the first day? And if you're a chigur b'yam rishim and it's pashat b'yam sheni, so you're not mechuyev to bring the oilus riyah, because when the chiyuv was supposed to be chal, you didn't become mechuyev because you were not in a condition to be oilus regel. So this theoretical chiyuv to bring the oilus riyah on the first day, does that mean that you actually bring it on the first day yontif? Or do you say no? Yontif, you're not allowed to do malacha. You're allowed to do oichal nefesh. Ach sheyachal lachal nefesh hu levado yasa lachem. Lachem lo lagavot. You're allowed to cook food that you do eat. Other Jews are going to eat. But lachem lo liyakum, you're not allowed to cook for nochim. Lachem lo leklovim, you're not allowed to cook for behemoths. You're not allowed to carry some on Chol HaMoed. It's a common practice. Chol HaMoed Pesach, they all go to the zoo and all the kids give the shmura matzah. The $16 pound shmura matzah, they feed it to the elephant pit. So Chol HaMoed is okay. What if you want to carry on Yontif? You want to carry food to feed the animals? You're not allowed to. We pass lachem below the klovim. You're not permitted to carry anything unless you have an Erev. But if you don't have an Erev, so you're carrying, so you're not permitted to carry on behalf of a Nachri, you're not permitted to carry on behalf of a Behemah. Lachem alo liyakom, lachem alo leklovim. And we darshan a third drosha lachem. Veloy lagavoya. You're not permitted. If it's a korban tmidim umasof mishizman or kavua, that's halacha. That's deicha shatis, let alone certainly deicha yontif. But if it's a korban that's zatzman or kavua, you have tashlum and kol shiva. But on all three, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, you have tashlum and kol shiva. So then it's not called zman or kavua. So the shaila is, all right, so it's not zman or kavua. So it's not oichal nevish. Let it be tzorach hayom ktsas. Maybe it's Tzorcha Yom Tzach. He wants to fulfill the mitzvah, which the Ikaz Man is not today.
Yeah.
The Ikaz Man is today, huh? But he can be Yotzir tomorrow, Idei Tashlumin. So is that called Tzorcha Yom Tzach or not? So this fundamental machlok is Bishame Bisilal, are you permitted to bring the Oil Asriya on Yontif, or do you have to Dafke bring, you always have to do Tashlumin?
The Torah tells you to bring it on that day, but really means
Really means theoretically. You should visit the Azara on the first day. That's no Ishul Malocha. To visit the Azara, that's the Nishkin Malocha. But the Leiro Fanai Reikam cannot be fulfilled on that day.
According to Beishamai.
You should visit today and bring the Korban tomorrow, according to Beishamai. So that fundamental machloik is the Gemara never explains what it's based on. So that is a drosh in Teres Kahana. That's based on Psukim. Like I said, most of the Mishnayis and Zvachim and Menachas, the hardcore dinim in Kachim, where Taisus is asking, where did they get it from? And Taisus is guessing a lot of times, Nachrenim Amasik, very often, it's not so. The Hefen Abiskirov, the Shiurim from Abelbala Salavachik on Kachim, very often he writes like that. But before Abelbala also, he writes very often, it's just not so, with all due respect. It's a drush in the Torah's Kahanim, it's not the way Taisus says, and it's not even the understanding that Taisus had. It's based on a different drush, and the nature of the din is a different din. The Gemara never quotes all the drushes. See, here also, the marker for the one machlek is Bisham and Bisil, whether the oil asriya is brought on Yontav Anat, is never discussed in the Gemara. That's a machlek is based on the drushes of Psukim.
How is it possible Torah said, but the Torah actually meant tomorrow? It doesn't fit in?
No, they can visit today.
You have to bring along an oil asriya.
Bring it
tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a tata de sasra.
Okay, that's why we passing like the Beis Hillel. Okay. you have been trained to think like the Beis Hillel. Okay, I also think like the Beis Hillel. But the Beis Shammai were G'dayli Yoylem and they am Galten Faket. So the one machloikis is, are you permitted to bring the oil asriya on the first day Yontif? That's a machloikas, had a darsh in the psukim. And that's why the Beis Shammai used to hold that the Isru Chag of Shavuos was a big spiel. Because on you can never bring the Oil Asriya on Shavuos Gufa, so everybody and your uncle, everybody came the day after. Like according to Beis Shammai, everybody brought on Chalamoid. Nobody brought on the first day, you're not allowed to bring the Oil Asriya. Shalmi Chagiga, they're masking with the Beis Hillel, you may bring on the first day Yontif. But the Oil Asriya, you have to bring on Chol HaMoed according to Beis Shammai. Theoretically, the Chiyuv is Chal on the first day. But Lemaisa B'Poel Mamish, you don't bring it on the first day, you have to bring Chol HaMoed. So according to the Beis Shammai, the first day after Shavuos, Yisru Chag HaShavuos is a bigger tzimis than every other Yisru Chag. Yisru Chag HaShavuos was the day on which everybody brought all the Kabbonis.
Yeah.
Yom Tvoach. The Mishnah calls it Yom Tvoach, the day of Shechting all the Kabbonis.
Came on a Friday, you couldn't be on a Shabbos.
Next
day.
Yeah. Sunday,
but
next
then
day.
You have a problem.
They usually translate Shabbos
meaning
Sunday.
So?
I think that has special
din
purposes.
Yeah.
The Mishnah
says that if Shavuos fell out, what is that? If Shavuos fell out. I already forgot. The Mishnah has a case. If Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, if at Tetzach he cannot bring, no one will allow you to bring neither Shalmach Hagiga nor El Asriya, so bring it on Sunday. But if you bring on Sunday, it'll look like you're from the Tzukim.
Yeah.
So it says they made an Issa not to bring, that it shouldn't look as if you're doing like this.
So when did you bring it?
Next day, Monday. That's a Mishnah, that's a Mishnah Chagiga. The second machloik is Bisham and Bisilal, that the Babli has what to discuss? Three pshatim. The Gemara has three pshatim. The second machloik is they both agree that you're permitted to bring the Shalmi Chagiga. We recommend and we allow you to bring the Shalmi Chagiga on the first day. If you didn't bring it on the first day, you have Tashlumin the next couple of days, the whole week. So when you bring the Shalmei Chagiga on the first day Yontif, do you do smicha? Normally, whenever a Yochid brings a carbon, he's supposed to put his hands on, he's supposed to lean b'chol koichai on the animal. So the machlek is b'shamei b'silul is when you bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif, do you do the smicha or not? So what exactly is that machlokes? So that's the Talmud Bavli is very rich in that issue, in that area of three pshatim. On the other hand, we have nothing. We have no word at all. What's the nekudas of machlokes about the oil asriya? On yontiv, nothing. It's that's a machlokes atanaim. How to darshan the psukim? The Torah's God and quotes b'shamim v'sul. They darshan the psukim differently. But the second machlokes, that's very rich. So I think we went through that already last time. We'll review again. So one version of the machlokes is, it never says in Chumash that you do smicha on a Shalmei Chovo. There are two kinds of shlamim. There's a Shalmei Nedove, in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. Vayikra and Tzav, it says if a person out of the goodness of his heart decides he wants to donate a shlamim to the Beis HaMikdosh, shlamim and Olam. So there's not the hate, bring and do smicha, lean your hands on it, and lean on the animal, and do the smicha. Never says if you are obligated. What's the din if you have an oilas chayva, if you have a shalmei chayva, a korban that you're obligated to bring? Is there a din that you need smicha or not? Never says. So one version in the Gemara, and the next daf, Daf Chav has it, that this is the machlokes to be shalmei b'silul. The shalmei chagiga that you have to bring, everybody has to participate in, on the Shalosh Regalim, is a shalmei chayva. It's not a shalmei nedov. It's not out of the goodness of the heart. Right. You're donating it. Everyone is mechuyev. Gimel mitzvahs. Nitztavi yisal bali yasam l'regel. They're mechuyev to bring the shalmei chagiga. So the Beishamai hold, no, they liken up. There's no din of smicha on shalmei chayva. What would they say on oilas chayva? What would they say? Oilas chayva also, they hold that smicha is only on oilas nedove. On oilas chayva, there wouldn't be any smicha. Or would they be moida for some reason or another? Maybe they're masking. Oilas chayva, maybe there is a pasuk. And shalmei chayva, there's no pasuk. So that's what they're more discussing on Daf Chav. Maybe Arles Chayvah. There is a pasuk, but Shalmei Chayvah there's no pasuk.
The Korban Harabin, isn't it?
What?
To the Korban Harabin.
No. That's another thing. Tesis quotes here. Achafam and Aleph Limeid. And Achafam and Aleph Tesis Maschal Limeid. Tesis quotes a Mishnah from the end of Zavakim. They don't tell you where it is. They're quoting Dama Hasnam. Tesis on the first line says. Yeah. It says over there. So they weren't kind enough to tell you where. It's a Mishnah towards the end of Zavakim. So the Mishnah says that smicha is only on a korban yochid. The only one who could do smicha is the balak korban. Let's say if I'm not feeling well, or I send the korban aydei shliach to the Beis HaMikdash, and no one else can substitute for me to do the smicha. And nish the kohanim, and nish the shliach, and not my wife, and not my eved knaini. Either the bailim do the smicha, or you forget it. The smicha is not ma'akev. A mitzvah b'shleimus is when you bring the korban, you should do smicha. If you didn't do the smicha, so you yoytze the korban. Korban is kosher anyway. The Mishnahis talk about a man sending a carbon, he lives in Chutz Lars and he sends money, he sends a check and he says, please bring a carbon, I might be here. So in such a case, you don't do smicha. So the Taisis quotes a Mishnah from the end of Zvachim, and a carbon tzibur, who should do the smicha? The tzibur.
Yeah, so get the whole tzibur.
Go get the whole tzibur to do smicha. It doesn't make sense. So it says in the Mishnah, carbon tzibur, there's no smicha, but there are two exceptions to the rule. The Taisis quotes the two exceptions, afar halam davashol tzibur, and soyer avoy dezor. So they get stuck, they get involved in a shiloh over here. So that's only a korban tzibur. Korban tzibur heist, it's paid for by machtsa shekel money. The money that they collect, machtsa shekel, that everybody has to give. The men, the women don't give machtsa shekel either, huh? To purchase all the tmidim in the musafim, so that labels those korbanis, tmidim and musafim, as a korban tzibur. Whoever pays for the korban is called the bala korban. It's not necessarily 100% accurate. There is an institution of a person, let's say someone is mukhayif to bring a carbon, he can't afford it. A woman had a baby, and she can't afford to pay for the carbon. Oh, a person was machal Shabbos b'shoigeg, or whatever the case happens to be. Someone is mukhayif to bring a carbon, and just can't afford to bring it. So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that there is an institution of magdish, amanoshis kapa boi chaveira. A good Samaritan can be magdish, a Jewish good Samaritan, can be magdish the carbon, and say a magdish it on his behalf. But the Mishnah says in Erchin, I can't force it down his throat. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. So I have to have his haskama. And the Gemara has all discussion. At what moment in time do you need his haskama? I want to be makrib on your behalf. So do you need your haskama at the time of the hakdasha? Or is it good enough at the time of the hakrova? At the time of the hakdasha, I'm magdish without your consent. But maybe at the moment of hakrova, they have to call you up and ask you, are you masking that the karma should be offered on your behalf? Whatever, so that's the details. So, but basically, the din is, who is the Bala Karban? Either the one who is Magdish the Karban on his own behalf, or the one on whose behalf the Karban was Hugdash. That's called the Bala Karban. The Karban Sibur is only when it's paid for from Machza Shekel money. So all of these Karbanas, the Oilus Riyah with the Shalm Chagiga, this is not paid for from Machza Shekel money. Everybody has to chip in their own money. If a man is wealthy, he pays for himself. If a man is not so wealthy, so he joins together. Another 25 people, we all pitch in together. Everybody gives a couple of dollars. We buy the Karbanas. So these are really Karbanas Yachid. In a certain sense, you might view it like a Korban Sibur. The Gemara says Korban Pesach also is not paid for by Machza Shekel money. Korban Pesach is also paid for. Every private individual pays from his own pocket for the Korban Pesach. But the Gemara Yuma says on Daf Nun Beis that the Korban Pesach is Deich Shabbos, because it's Osi Bichenufyo, everybody brings it together. The Aloch is everybody Viyasu Kol Bnei Yisrael at Pesach Memoy Adoy, the whole Klal Yisrael. You also call Shocht also called Kahala, Das Yisrael Bein Abayim. Everybody's supposed to Shecht together. See, by Oilas Riyah Shalmei Chagiga, in fact, that's what happens. But the Chumash never describes it like that. It's self-understood. You have 1 million people, 5 million people in Yerushalayim. So, of course, they're all going to be bringing Karbanas together. So, in a certain sense, it's a little bit like a Korban Sibur. The Chumash never describes it as such. In Metzias, that's what it's going to be. But by Korban Pesach, that's the way it's always described in the Chumash. The Yasos are called Kahala, Shachtos are called Kahala, Das Yisrael Bein Abayim. Sounds like everybody does it all together. So the Gemara says, because Korban Pesach is Osi Bichenufyo, it's brought in a big crowd. Everybody brings it together. It has the status of a Korban Sibur vis-a-vis the two dinim, that is Deiche Shabbos and it's Deiche Tumen. Has a special dinim. The Oilas Riyah and the Shalm Chagiga, Korban Pesach, yeah. That's a Mishnah. Yeah. That was it. They didn't know. It hadn't happened. The carrying of the knife is not Deich Hashem.
But the Shechitah.
That's Machshire Korban Pesach. But the actual Hakrov is Korban Pesach itself is Deich Hashem. That's a hill of Gadish. That's a hill of Gadish Talis.
Until after Shabbos, in order to take the.
Not allowed to carry it home. Yeah, not allowed to broil it. The Tzli is not Deich Shabbos. But the actual Hakrov is Deich Shabbos.
Yeah, I wonder
the
day
too. At night. Saturday night.
Oh, Shabbos night. Motzei Shabbos. Why shouldn't Oilas Riyah be Beknufya? Considered Beknufya.
So Oilas Riyah and Shalmei Chagiga are also Osi Beknufya. The Yerushalmi points out they're Asi B'chnufya, but it's never described in the Chumash as such. In fact, it is Asi B'chnufya, the exact same thing as Korban Pesach, the same Knufya. The same 5 million people are there when you bring the Oilas Riyah and the Shalmei Chagiga as when you bring the Korban Pesach. But the Chumash never describes it like that. So that's why there's a difference, that the Korban Pesach is called a Korban Sibur, not called a Korban Yochid, has all the dinim of a Korban Sibur. And the Oilas Riyah Shalmei Chagiga doesn't have the full din. Doesn't have the full din of a Korban Sibur. Yeah, there are different things.
Yeah.
Are different.
As far as the Isser is concerned. No, Beishari says no, because it's
like our Yom Tov.
You can't do it on
Yom Tov.
You have to
do it
on the
first day
after.
No,
the Oilas Riyah is a machloike, is based on Psukim.
Based on Psukim. It's like
no, we pointed out Chagig is also a problem. Chagig is also a problem. We explained when you makriv a Chag, if I shechte behem aschulin, so that's called lachem, that's called echonem. Why am I shechting? Because I want to eat the flesh. When you shechte carbon, right, you don't say, why am I shechting because I want to eat flesh. Why am I shechting? I'm shechting a carbon. A byproduct happens to be, by the way, is a din, you eat the basar also. So that really should not be labeled as oichal nefesh. That should really be labeled as lochem lo lagavaya. That should not be allowed.
Is Oilas Riyah kulul amukam?
Yeah, Oilas Riyah is kulul. Every oil.
Maybe this is the explanation that on Yom Tov, Shalmei Chagiga, the Lord eats in the flame. So may bring the
call of the Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Or
let's
be
right. Right. There's no Echal Nefesh. Right. There's no
Echal Nefesh. The difference.
So how come the Beis Hillel say that it is permissible? So there's no answer. The answer is that it's a pasuk. The machleg is B'Shem Beis Hillel is how to read the pasuk. That's what it says in the Torah Kahani.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, the kashrus when you cut off
to do the broiling, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that thousands and thousands of kashrus hang around. There weren't so many.
But the kashrus where you can cut open the skin, no, it shouldn't get from the
kashrus. Yeah, talking about after you had thousands of kashrus.
What can you do? You couldn't do anything anyway. It was a nest, so they didn't get freezes.
Freezes?
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
Can't get freezes. It shouldn't spoil. Okay.
But maybe the difference is...
They put up shades on the half of
ice. Maybe the difference is because the Capricorn Pesach, there was no Tashlomen. So it was because everybody brought a day of Pesach.
Yeah.
The others had Tashlomen, right? Okay. They didn't have to bring. So it's a Shvachere Knufi.
Okay, it is a Shvachere Knufi, right. Correct, correct. The oil is really in the Shalom HaGiga, a Shvachere Knufi.
Because of the Tashlomen.
Right, but it is, it is relevant. The fact that it's also the Knufi, the Babli never says, but the Yerushalmi says, the fact that Oyla Sriya Shamach HaGiga is Osi B'Chnufya, partially Chnufya, is relevant benegeh to the following din. There is a Taisvis, maybe we spoke about it before Pesach, no. There is a Taisvis in the beginning of Pesach. The Gemara tells a story. There was a Nochri who used to come every year to eat Korban Pesach. Right, and he was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir that he fooled all the Jews in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir tripped him up and he said, nah, you didn't fool them. I'm sure they never gave you the fatty tail, the alya.
Yeah.
So he said, no, they never gave you. So he said, you see, they know that you're a goy. If they would think that you're Jewish, they would have given you once in a while the alya. So next time, he says, you ask them next time, you'll see they won't give you. They know that you're not Jewish. So he went next time, Euler Ego, and he asked for the alya, and they said, sorry, we burn it on the Mizbech. This is, what do you mean burn it on the Mizbech? But the chief rabbi told me, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir said I should ask for the alya. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, what kind of ridiculous thing? So they checked into it and they found out that he was a Nochri and they killed him. It's a strange story. So the Gemara says they sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. What a clever individual. He lives so far away, lives in Etzivan, and he set a trap in Yerushalayim. He set a trap in Yerushalayim to get the Nochri caught, to fall into the trap. So Taisus asks, why did he live in the Tzivan? Why didn't he go for Korban Pesach? What's going on? So Taisus gives you, they give different explanations. So one of the famous explanations Taisus says is, he didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. Only Israeli citizens are mechuyev in Korban Pesach. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, if you live in America, you're not mechuyev to participate in Korban Pesach.
Nachlu too? A Nachlu also?
If you don't have a Nachlu, yeah. If you don't have a Nachlu,
that's another thing. They didn't have
Lent in Israel. So the Gemara says that in the first parak on Daf Ches, on the basic Gemara Pesachim says, "Minigia to Aliyah LaRegel." Mishen lo karka beres itself potem milalas laregel shenemar. The pasuk says, "V'lo yachmed ishes artzucha balos chalei rois." When you be oil laregel, shluchei mitzvein and nizokim. That's the whole mocker of the din. Salocha shluchei mitzvein and nizokim is learned up in this pasuk. Go be oil laregel and don't worry, the enemy will not take away your karka. So the mashmos of the pasuk sounds like it's saying that one is only mechuyev to be oyle regel if he has karka and is what to worry about. So the Torah promises, don't worry, there won't be what to worry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Shluchim mitzvah in Yizof. But mishein lo karka. So the Torah isn't giving him any promise, so he's not mechuyev in aliyah regel. So the Mishlam Melech, he asks on Taisus, on the bottom of that Taisus, on Dav Gimlam and Beis Himself, when they tell you to look in the Mishlam Melech, that he says he doesn't understand the Taisus. That the Taisus took the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about Aliyah LaRegel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, and they applied it to Korban Pesach. That whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz, whoever doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, is pater from Korban Pesach. What's the tushtel between Korban Pesach and Aliyah LaRegel? That that person limps; he can't walk on his own. He's pater from Aliyah LaRegel. He's not pater from Korban Pesach. The women are pater from Aliyah LaRegel. The women are not pater from Korban Pesach. There are a lot of people pater from Aliyah LaRegel, but they're chayiv in Korban Pesach. What's the connection over here? How did Taisa jump from one to the other? The Gemara only says Mishen or Karka, and Taisa doesn't quote the Gemara. But Taisa just pontificates. All right, if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not mechuyev in Korban Pesach. Where did they get such an idea from? So the Mishlam Melech says he doesn't know Zapella. That's what they print on the bottom. Mishlam Melech doesn't understand the mocker of Taisa. So the later Meforshim point out it's enough in a Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi gives the reason why it has nothing to do with that pasuk. Yerushalmi says because it's asi b'chinufya, because the oilus riya and the shalmi chagiga. Yerushalmi is talking about Korban Pesach, but Yerushalmi says that on all three, oilus riya, shalmi chagiga, Korban Pesach, everything is asi b'chinufya. So they're all considered to a certain extent korbanos tzibur, And the main tzibur are those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. The Jews who live in Chutz Laaretz are only second weaker level of tzibur, as it says in the Bavli. The Bavli has that also, with respect to the din of par helam davashel tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol gave a psak, let's say that you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos. So if it's mutter, it's mutter. So everybody turns on lights on Shabbos. Then the Bez Nagodol, 5 years go by, they change their mind, they made a mistake. They advertised, we made a mistake, nobody should turn on lights. And it turns out that the Rav HaTzibur, the summer there was a group of Kanaim who never listened to the Bez Nagodol. They held that they would make a mistake, so they never turned on the lights. But the Rav HaTzibur did listen to the Bez Nagodol, so they all went Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg. So every individual person has to bring a Korban Chatos for the Chil Shabbos. So the Pasuk says in Chumash, no, if the Rav HaTzibur violated an Avera Sheyesh B'Kores B'Shoigeg because of the Psak of the Bez Nagodol, Bez Nagodol brings a Parhon Davish HaTzibur, and everybody gains a kapur, and you don't require each and every individual person to bring a chatas yochid. So how do you reckon, how do you determine whether it's Rav HaTzibur or Miut HaTzibur? Only those who pay dues? Who is a member of the Tzibur? Who is a member of Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara says in Harius, only those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Whoever lives in Chutz Lord doesn't count. Because the Pasuk says in Sefer Melochim, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place on Migdash, everybody showed up, Kohol Godol, Melevoy Chamos, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim. From the northernmost point to the southernmost point, everybody showed up. So the Gemara establishes that this Pasuk is a mocker for this din, that only those who live in Eretz Yisrael have the din of Tzibur. Whoever lives in Chutzlo is not called a Tzibur. And that's what the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis in Choris, on Daf Lamed, quotes this Gemara in Harius, and he applies it to other things. Not only Gemara in Harius only says it with respect to the Parham Davashel Tzibur, that only those who live in Eretz Yisrael constitute the Tzibur, those who live in Chutz Laaretz are not part of the Tzibur. And the Rambam applies it to other dinim. The Rambam says, Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done in Eretz Yisrael, and Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael, and Egla Rufa, the mitzvah of Egla Rufa only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why it's not an agricultural mitzvah? Why shouldn't there be a din of Egla Rufa and Chutz Laaretz also? So the Rambam says, because all of these are mitzvahs that have to do Chayves HaTzibur. And the whole Musag, the whole concept of Tzibur is only, Iket Tzirup of Tzibur is only in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yerushalmi says this, Benegeya too, Korban Pesach, Oilus Riyah, and Shalmi Chagiga, that all three are in Yonim of Mitzvah of the Tzibur. It's supposed to be done Bechanufya, and whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael is part of the Tzibur. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you're not really part of the Tzibur. They used to come, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the first Perek, there always used to be people who would travel weeks and weeks and months in order to reach Yerushalayim to participate in Korban Pesach. Exactly. And once in a while, if there would be heavy snows and they would get a traffic report in Yerushalayim that they're not going to make it, the poor people were traveling so long and then they got stuck, and then they won't make it. So once in a while, they would make a Shanam Uberes. They would add on another month, another Sheni, to give them a break. And other people would be a Brach. Another month. He's on his way. When is he going to make a living? Another month he's going to spend on the highway. But in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, that was a blessing. It gives me another month to get to Yerushalayim.
They told them to
reach the band,
they didn't
have
to do before the end of this. Of course. The end of Ador. Yeah.
That's the question. What they do with Man HaMikdash when they had these other...
What's the question?
And it's Yom Sheni Shel Golgiyos.
Okay.
So this isn't for the Eitzel, there was no smicha. The for the Eitzel, that is that because they were beknufiyos, there was no smicha.
No. So Taisus has like this: the din is that on a carbon tzibur there's no smicha, on a carbon yochid there is. So strictly speaking, the Pesach and the Eilas Riyah and the Shalom Chagig, these are really carbon yochid because they're paid for from private funds. It's not paid for from Achta Shekel. With respect to some dinim, with respect to certain dinim, we treat it as a carbon tzibur because it's asi b'chnufya. With respect to this inyan, they say whoever lives in Chutz Laaretz is not part of the tzibur, but it's not really a carbon tzibur. So it is shaykh, there is what to discuss, whether you should do smicha or not. So the Gemara has three interpretations of the, with three suggestions. What is the point of dispute between the Beisham and the Mishil? When you bring the Shalmi Chagiga, that they all agree, when you bring the Shalmi Chagiga on Yontif, should you do smicha, should you not do smicha? So the first suggestion the Gemara
the
gives...
The question is based on tzibur or no tzibur?
No, that they all agree, that this is basically a korban yochid and it should lend itself to smicha.
What brought up the question? Why was the question whether it needs smicha or not? Why not?
Oh, why not?
Yeah,
right.
So the Gemara has three pshat, and why not? So the Ershtip Pshat was that it's a Shalmei Chayva. It's not a Shalmei Nadova. And the Pasuk in Chumash, in the beginning of Vayikra and Tzav, only speaks about Shalmei Nadova. Shalmei Chayva doesn't say so. There's no Din Smicha. That's one Pshat. The next Pshat, no. What do you mean? Shalmei Chayva, everybody agrees he needs Smicha. The Beishamai also agree he needs Smicha. They didn't say you don't do Smicha, period. You don't do the smicha on Yontif. Do the smicha on Erev Yontif. You plan to bring this behemoth, so do the smicha on Erev Yontif and bring it on Yontif. And the Basil say you can't do that. We require takef the smicha shchita. That's the Gemara Brachos. Shalosh Tekif is saying. So you have to have takef the smicha shchita. You have to have the smicha immediately prior to the shchita. So Bishamai deny that. They say there's no such requirement of takef. Leaning on an animal on Shabbos and Yontif is a violation of the Rabbanah. It's mishtamish bebalechayim. Because you lean on it b'chol koichai. So if the din requires that you must lean on the animal, that's halacha, you must do smicha, you have no brera. So the Bisil will say you have no brera. You have to do smicha, take off the smicha shchita. You have to do it on Yontif. If you do Erev Yontif, you won't be yotze. Just like the shchita is derech Yontif, so the smicha is derech Adisa the Rabbanah. And the Bishamai who denied the din of Tekef for Smicha Shchita. So, but as far as they're concerned, you could have done the Smicha on Erev Yontif. Mm-hmm. So there's no hetter to do it on Yontif. It's like Machshirin, Shev Shalasas Mabod Yom. That's the second shot that the Gemara has. The Machlokes is what they say Tekef. And here on Daf Chof and Manalev, the Gemara, the Babel only has two pshotim. And then Rashi on the Mishnah has a third pshot. Rashi on Daf Yutes and Manalev doesn't say either of the two pshotim in the Gemara. Rashi says the Machlokes at Tanoim is, they all agree that you need takef l'smicha shchita. They all agree that shalmei chayva needs smicha. And they all agree that there's a problem, there's an issa d'rabbanan to do smicha. And they all agree that sometimes the chachamim were so insistent on exeris d'rabbanan hamidu divrei m'maka mitzvah. Sometimes they insisted you're not allowed to violate the issa d'rabbanan even if it means you're going to forgo a mitzvah. Let's say you have a bris that has to be done on Shabbos. And the moel forgot to bring the knife, and the only way to bring the knife is derech ha-karmelis. So the din is, you don't do the milah. And mida divrei, emakam mitzvah smilah. They insisted you're not allowed to carry the karmelis, even if it means that you miss the milah bismana. You do the bris tomorrow, even if it means that you miss the milah bismana. And sometimes you don't say mida divrei, emakam mitzvah. Many times you have, there's an issa derabbanan, but emakam mitzvah, lagoza berabbanan, emakam mitzvah yemekel. It depends how serious, how chomer the issa derabbanan is. If it's very serious, then you say Hamidu Devreim and Makam Mitzvah. They insisted. You have to, Hamidu Devreim means Zachon Gazet. They insisted. You must observe the Dinder Rabbanan even if it means that you lose the Mitzvah. So that's the Machlokes, Rashi and the Mishnah writes, that's the Machlokes, Bisham and Bisilo. Are you allowed? They both agree, Minatari, you do the Smicha on Yontif when you bring the Shalmei Chagige. The Machlokes is, but mit the Rabbanan, you shouldn't be allowed to do smicha. So should you say hamida devreim amakam mitzvah, so you'll lose the mitzvah, it'll be a mitzvah shalom bishlei musa? Or should you say that's not fair? Why should you lose the mitzvah bishlei musa? Lay hamida devreim amakam mitzvah. That's how Rashi writes on the Mishnah. Is the chapela Taisa says can chop him out? Gemara has two pshatim, and Rashi says neither. So Taisa says you shouldn't get angry at Rashi, because there's a Gemara in Chagiga that says like Rashi. Why did Rashi write it over here, basically? That's the Taisus Achav and Manalev, the low. Taisus says, Rashi Pirish on the Mishnah and Gansen a different pshat. The Yofa Pirish, because the Gemara Chagiga says like that pshat also. You have three pshatim. On the one half of the Mishnah, the Babli doesn't say one word. But the Machlek is whether the Oilus Ria is Decha Yantavanad, that they left up to, that's Psukim, that's Droshes in the Torah's Kohanim. But on the other half of the Mishnah, when you bring the Shalmei Chagiga, the Yidus Michanad, that is an awful lot. The Babli has three pshatim on it. So now the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah on Yud Testament Aleph. So the Gemara's first comment is, Amarula, Ula's an Amira. So he has a comment. The Machloik is, Bisham and Vesilil is only Shalmei Chagiga Lismoch. Are you allowed to do Smicha on the Shalmei? The Shalmei Chagiga Adecha Yontif, but do you do the Smicha or not? And on Oilus Ria Likore. Are you permitted to be Makar with Oilus Ria? That's what we learned, like Ula. The Beishamai Savri, Beishamai Sebe Chagos, Mosul Chagal Hashem, Chagigen, Oilus Ria Lo. It's a din deraisa. Only the Shalmei Chagiga is derech yontif. The Oilus Ria is theoretically the chiyuv is chal on the first day, but you visit the azar on the first day. Gzunt hey, the ikir is the first day, but the leirof on erekin cannot be fulfilled on the first day. You have to daft it with tashlum. This is not the whole drasha. The Toras Kanim has more to the drasha. This is part of the drasha. in Parshas Emor. Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem Chagigen or Lishvia Lo. Bisil Sabri no Bisil disagree. They hold Lashem called the Lashem. Even the Lishvia is also Decha Yontif. What if a person has his own private during the course of the year? He gets an aliyah and he says, "Bavur Shanar, the oil of the Beis Hamikdash, Bavur Shanar, the Shlomim of the Beis Hamikdash." And he comes, Pesach Shvusig comes to the Beis Hamikdash, comes the first day, and he's bringing oil, Lesriya, Shan Chagiga, and he has all these Bavur Shanar, yes. And he comes with another 10 behemoths, 5 oilers and 5 Shlomim. So can he be makrib those also on Yontif? So the Gemara says that's out of the question. Now, when a Dorim and a Dov is, whatever other oilers and Shlomim, he happened even Shlomim. If it's not a Chiv Hayom, right, that even Beisil Olam hold that you're not allowed, even though it's a Shlomim,
yeah.
Even though it's a Shlomim, you're not, that you can eat.
Even if he wanted to Shecht more Shlomim, let's say he wanted to Shecht more than one Chagig, right. Could he?
Yeah.
He can't Shecht as many Chagig as one. But those Nadovis, you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Even though he's going to eat them now. But since they were new, that's not.
I'm doing a different thing.
Even though it's a Malacha.
Yeah.
So if he can be makrav shlomim, it has to be a neder.
Yeah.
So.
Because the neder, a neder which is not for that day, you should avoid it before.
But he wants to eat meat.
Huh?
He wants to eat meat.
Yeah, but this is from Hagin.
You're asking a shaila. There's a miri talk on this daf. I know it's a miri talks about that. Let that person took a neder to bring a shlomim, whatever, and he has 3 yom tovim to bring it. He pays a shvuah sukkis, and if he didn't bring the korbanis till after all the 3 yom tovim go by, then he's a violation of l'sachah l'shalma. So comes now the last day sukkis. Let's say shmini atzeres. That's a shaila. The last day is Hashana Rabba or Shmini Atzeres. That's a machloek.
You don't have to have a full 3 cycle. Let's say the Rabbi Yehuda holds.
Okay. 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 So let's say he took a neder to bring a carbon, and he didn't, whatever carbon, and he didn't bring it, and now it's a Shavuos. Okay. So the Meiri has a Chiddush on top of your Chiddush. The Meiri has a Chiddush that even if Shavuos is Chaliyus B'Shabbos, even if it's Chaliyus B'Shabbos, he says it's Zeicha Shabbos.
Because?
He's just going to wait till tomorrow. He had a whole year. He could have brought it yesterday, the day before, but he didn't bring it. So today's the last chance, even though today is Shabbos, and the Miri says, he's choking.
So it's a private Zman Kavua? A private Zman Kavua?
That's what he's Achidish. That's Achidish, yeah. That's Achidish. Mustama, no one agrees with the Miri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
There's nothing to do with that.
The din is whenever you have a korban, shezmana kavua, so the din is that is Decha Shabbos. So the Miri is Mechadish that this is called a korban shezmana kavua. I can understand, I don't know if anybody disagrees explicitly, I can understand why one would want to disagree.
Yeah.
Miri always has original ideas, wild things. I can understand why one would want to disagree. You put yourself because of your negligence. He waited a whole year till a deadline. He didn't take care of his taxes until April 15th, middle of Pesach, Shabbos Chalamoy, Yontif. So you should have filled it out. Last week you had a whole year to fill out your taxes. What are you going to plead the oinus now? Too late.
But
the Miri has the Chiddush. He has not only is it Decha Yontif, he says it is Decha Shabbos also. If Yontif is Chali, it's B'Shabbos. Chiddush Agabi Chiddush.
But here, when you Durim and Dovoy, if it is Yontif, he wants to eat meat, so he has to have a behemoth that is not an Eid, but not an Adova.
Right, yeah. Right. Why? But he wants to eat meat.
Yeah.
So the answer is that's not called Eichel Nefesh. When I Shech Temas Kulin, that's what Tosis points out. When I Shech Temas Kulin, that's called Eichel Nefesh, because he has to Shech it. What motivates you to Shech it? Because somebody wants to eat food. So when you shecht the carbon, what motivates you shecht? He's shechting a carbon. It's labeled as shechitas as gavoya. It's lochem alo la gavoya. On the side, you can get out. No, you can eat it also. Yeah. But since the main purpose of the shechitas is la gavoya, so that's a violation of lochem alo la gavoya.
Lemon Hashem.
Yeah. That's what Tosis points out. Because there is a din that you're not permitted to burn. The Gemara says in Bamem Adlikin, Kishem Shein Sarfim Kochim Shenitmu. Biyantav kachin surfin truma shenitmis biyantav. The Gemara has like this: kishem shemitzvah lisref es hakotchim shenitmu. Let's say I had a carbon and the psara carbon became nitmu. It says in Chumash, it's mitzvah that they burn pigal noisar and tamar. Yeah. It's a mitzvah, seraptus and noisar b'esh. So that mitzvah, even though it says by noisar, the Gemara darshan says it applies to pigal noisar and tamar. It's a mitzvah lisrif. And then the Gemara says, kishem she mitzvah lisrif es hakotshm shenitmu, kach mitzvah lisrif es hatrumah shenitmes. It's a mitzvah to burn the truma that became tamar yofa. Then the Gemara continues, kishem, this is a mamadikan daf chav dalet, I think daf chav hey, kishem shein sor from kotshm tameyim biyontif, kach ein sor from truma tameyim biyontif. That's what it says, the same thing. So just like that's not Decha Shabbos, this is not Decha Shabbos. Fektosis Akasha, what's the tzushtel? When you burn kotshim tmeim, you can't get any hanor from it. You're doing a malacha, that's lagavoya. You're doing a mitzvah. So you say, lachem v'lo lagavoya, that's not called, there's no eichel nefesh over there. But when you burn, when the kohen burns the truma tmeia, the Gemara says, muta lasika tachas tavshiloi. He can use it as fuel to warm his body or to cook some food. So that's tachmamish eichel nefesh. So why do you say kishem, kach, just like you're not allowed to burn kochim tmeim biyontiv, so too you're not allowed to burn truma tmei biyontiv. Why? You burn the truma tmei, get on north, it'll be oichal nefesh, it'll be tzorach hayom tzas. So Tesis Yen says, no, that's by the side, that's a byproduct, you're allowed to get on north. But the main, Talocha says, the main sreif of truma tmeia is lagavoya. You're fulfilling the mitzvah burning truma tmeia. So kishem shein sarfim kachem yontav, kachin sarfim truma tmeia biyontav. Despite the fact that you plan to get personal hanor. So that's what it says, and Tosfos brings the raya from this Gemara that you're not permitted to shecht and dorm and adob is beyond, even though you plan to eat it, because that's not the main shechita. It's labeled as a shechitas kachim. Shechitas chulin is oichonav. Shechitas kachim is lagavoya. Lachem aloi lagavoya. So this is what Ula claims. Ula says the machlokes b'sham and b'silel is only with respect to oilas riyah, whether you makriv it or not. And sham and chagiga, they agree, you may be makriv. They argue whether you do smicha. What if it's a sham? Contradicts Ula. So first the Gemara thought that Ula, so you have a braisa that was never included in the official set of the Toseftas that were authored by Rav Chaim Boshia, you don't know if it's reliable, so you can't ask any kasha. So they quoted a braisa, not from a Tosefta, quoted a braisa from somewhere that contradicts Ula. So first they said, well, it must be a misprint, Ula's probably right. What is it saying? The braisa Meisvei Fegmar Kasha Amar B'Shem Alaz Nechlu B'Shem B'Sil Aloylo Sheina Shal Yontiv Shein Kreva Biyantiv, and Oilus Nedavid, they all agree not allowed to bring. Val Ashlamim Shem Shal Yantiv, She Kreva Biyantiv. Shal Michagiga, they all agree that you bring. Amen, Nechluku, what do they argue about? Aloilus Shehi Shal Yantiv, yeah, that's what we say also.
Yeah.
So far, so good. So far, I didn't say anything. Oh, next line, Val Ashlamim Shein Shal Yantiv. A guy has a Shlamim that he brings. Sebe Shamay Armim Lo Yavi Bisilom Yavi. So that's beferish in contradiction to what he said.
Ula said.
He's in contradiction to Ula.
According to
Basil, his version is that according to Basil, you are permitted to be makriv, shalmei nedova beyontiv. So the Gemara says, we better be magia the brisa. Tritz ve'ema hachi. Let's fire him for the brisa. Will be magia. It should say like this. So we're going to twist it. That it should read the way we want it to read.
Yeah.
It should say what
like
Ula said because we're so convinced Ula is right. Zogazoy. Treats ve'imahach. Zogazoy. Amar b'shem alaz nechlu b'shem b'sil al oylo shlamim she'enim shal yontiv. I'm both not. She'en krev me yontiv. Even a shlamim she'enim shal yontiv is not dech yontiv. Vala shlamim she'enim shal yontiv she'kerim yontiv. Man nechlu kwa al oylo she'ishal yontiv. She'bisham yomim lo yavi b'sil alam yavi. And the machlokes is by smicha. So it reads the same as a mishnah. So we just knocked off a line in the brisa in order to insist that the Ula is right. Comes Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was a bigger baki. The Gemara says Rav Yosef was a tremendous baki. The Gemara says there was one of the Rosh Yeshiva passed away in the days of the Amoraim. So they had a shaila who should be the successor. The Gemara in the end of Harias, I think, on the last daf. So they had a debate whether Sinai is Adif or Oikah Harim is Adif, whether the Baki or the Chorib. So they said Rav Yosef was the Sinai, he was the big Baki, and I think Rabbah, was the chorser. Rav Yosef was a gewaldige bokin. He knew, what is it to be a bokin? But he knew all of our orphan and brises that we don't even have any zeichet to. We have mishnayis and tosefta, and they had floating around brises from unto the rest. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Amar, what you take a brise and yes kakash against dula, and then you magia the brise. What do you think? You're going to solve the problem by being magia brise? It's an alta machloikas atanoim.
Yeah.
There is a Tana who says not like Ula. Ula is entitled to his opinion. There are Tanoim who disagree. What do you magia all the brises? He says, Tanoi shaklis me almo. Pull out a brise from outer space and as if that's the only thing. Look into the whole, get a perspective of the whole picture. Is that alta machloikas doctor? Tanoi here, it's a machloikas atanoim the Tanya. Shlamam haboy machmas yontif the yontif. The sham yom is samachalem the erev yontif v'shechtem the yontif. The silam is samachalem the yontif v'shechtem the yontif. You only bring shlamim. You only bring shlamim of shalmi chagiga. Av on the dorim and the dovis, not from shalmi chagiga. Dibra akor lein kreifim the yontif. So that brayse says explicitly what Ula
says. Says, yeah.
That supports Ula beferish. There is a Tana who supports Ula. The other Tana can disagree. Well, you don't have to force all the brises, they don't have to all hold.
Like
and then the Gemara says, and we know beferish that there is a beferish and machlekes atanoim on this issue. Bahani tanoi, kihani tanoi. And the following brise is a tosefta. The following brise will indicate that there is a machlekes, there was a machlekes atanoim exactly on this nekuda. The Tanya. The Gemara quotes a brise that's very strange. There is an institution of chumash of a carbon toida. The carbon toida is basically a shlomim, but the person brings the shlomim to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Gemara in Perek HaToida, in the end of Menachos, there's a Perek. Perek HaToida, it says there, it's a Gemara Brachos also, Abot Tzrichim Lahoides. There are four people who have to express their thanksgiving to the Rabban Shalom based on the Kapitel and Tilim. The Cholish Nisrape and the Yotzim Beis Asurim. And the Holchei Midbaris and the Ori Hayam. So there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Perek HaToidon, a machlekes in the beginning of Zvachim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it on the Simin of Birchas HaGoimel. So he has a long Bir Halacha, he has a whole pilpul and a kotchim diki and yonim there. So he says there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's opinion is that those four people, Abot, Tzichim Lodis, Amachuyiv, to bring a korban Toidon. It doesn't mean, let's say, everything is going well. I was never arrested. I never sat in jail. I was never sick, and I never traveled any distance. Everything is going wonderful. I'm so appreciative that everything is going the way I want. So I want to bring a carbon tighter. I have healthy children and grandchildren. The panosa. Everything is fine. People like me. I get along. So you can't bring a carbon tighter. No. So the thing is, tighter is bob and adam and adova. If you want, you can bring a tighter. Even if you're not one of the four people who just made it by the skin of your teeth. But those people are tzrichim, abot, tzrichim lahoid is deh mechuyif to bring in carbon tithe. And everybody else, optional. If you want to bring, you may bring. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Rashi goes further to say, in the first parak in Zvachim, Rashi has, Rashi has, what if somebody brought a carbon tithe because he just came out of prison? And the kohen whose makrevit thought that he was sick and he just underwent surgery and he just survived. So it's a shailef and shinei kachim. If you brought a carbon shlamim and the kohen thought that is a carbon oil, or brought a carbon oil, the kohen thought it is a carbon shlamim, so it's a shailef doing the avoda with the shinei kodesh. So Rashi has a pilpul on the Gemara, maybe this is a shinei kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that whole Rashi is all the shitasa. The Rashi thinks that there's a real din chiyuv deraisa, the abot tzrichim lahoides, the mechuyiv. These four people are mechuyiv to bring a carbon toida, and Rashi raises the possibility that these are four different chiyuvim. You're mechuyiv because you were in prison and you got out, and he's mechuyiv because he's a chelush and he's rapping, he's mechuyiv because he was yaitim et beis. Each one was different. Holchim et boris and Ovri Hayam. And Tosfos denies the whole thing. Tosfos says, not true. Abot tzichim lodes geit abirchas hagoymo. Tzichim lodes doesn't go on carbon toida. Carbon toida is never a chayva, it's always optional. So this special carbon toida is basically a shlomim, the Gemara says. In the Chumash it's called a zevach toda shlomov. The Gemara says, beferish in zvach mishech the toida, the shem shlomim, that's not called the shinui kodesh, because a toida is a shlomim. A toida is basically a shlomim. Zevach toida, it's a shlomim sub one, it's a subcategory of shlomim. In fact, that's all it says in the Gemara. The Rambam writes in the Pirish HaMishnayis, in the beginning of Zvachim, and he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos as well, he says, how many types of karbonos are there? It's a funny Rambam. So he says that there's a chatos, and there's an asham, and there's an oila, and there's a mincha, yeah. And then there's a shlomim. What do you mean there's a shlomim? Well, what happened to taida? Okay, so taida, the subcategory. What happened to Pchor, Maaser, and Pesach? So the Rambam holds that all kachim kalim are a subcategory of shlomim. Where did he get that? That doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara says that taida is a subcategory of shlomim. Kamavur but pasuk as zevach taida shlomo. It's a subcategory of a shlomim. And because it's a subcategory, has slightly different dinim. It's only nechel yom v'layla, and it has lechem lachmi taida come with it. And some of the lechem is matzah, some of the lechem is chametz, special dinim. Yeah, yeah. The Moisa Pesach Karev Shlomim. Moisa Pesach Karev Shlomim. If you have a leftover, that's not a right, because the din is Moisa Chatas Karev Oila. If you have a leftover Chatas, you bring it as an Oila. Chatas and Oila for sure are two different carbonas. So what's left over you bring as whatever doesn't necessarily indicate that it's the same. It's the same carbon. But that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam has this Chiddush in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the beginning of Zvachim. He writes there's only one kachim kalim is one. Kachim kachim is four. He says chatos, osham, oila, and mincha. And mincha is also kachim kachim. It's not a behemah, it's flour. And in shlomim, in kachim kalim, there's only one carbon. Shlomim and everything is a subcategory of shlomim. Anyway, so there's an institution of a carbon taida. Carbon taida is basically a shlomim with slight shinoim. So one of the shinoim is that you bring four kinds of chalas, you bring 10 of each, you have 40 lachmei toida, 10 of chalas and 10 rikikin and whatever, I already forgot what they are, so 30 of the 40 are matzah and 10 of the 40 are chomet. So the Brisa comes up with a very original insight. You're not allowed to bring a carbon toida on Pesach because of the chomet. So the Gemara asks, we needed a Tana to discover America. This is the Chapasin and Chumash. Of course you're not allowed to have Chumash. Gemara says, no, he's not talking on Pesach. He's going to have Erev Pesach. Gemara says, Pshita. Yeah. Gemara says, no, he's going on Erev Pesach. Gemara asks 15 lines later. Gemara says, Pshita. The first line in the word is Pshita. The first word in the line. Around 15 lines later. Pshita, Frek, the Gemara. Amar, Abad, Abed, Rav Yitzchak, Yarmi, Lov, Rav Shmuel, Barabba. Somebody or another, one of the Amoraim said that Brisa means on Erev Yom. So what's wrong? We eat the bagels in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong if you bring a carbon tide in the morning? And for the Gemara name, because you can only eat the chomet shabbat part of the day. Normally, when you bring a carbon tide, it's nechel yom v'layla at chatzos min atar. You eat it all night long. So they said, finish eating by chatzos. If you'll make a mistake and you'll continue to eat the carbon after alos hashachar, you'll be over in isakores. That you ate nicer. So Kedela Hachi Kesadim Averis. So they said, don't eat it after Chatzos. Right. So now, here's a shadow like this. Are you the Chachamim restricted your Zman Achila? Manatari can really eat it long. But the Chachamim were afraid people are going to come. They Koris. They'll eat nicer. They'll continue to eat it after Alos Hashachar. It's pitch black outside, but they'll think it's think it's still night and it's really Yom because Alos Hashachar is Yom. So there'll be Oivan and Issa Kores of Noisa. So they made it there, you have to finish eating it by Chatzos. What if you'll bring a carbon tide in such a way, you won't even have until Chatzos Halayla to eat it. You'll have to eat it so quickly, you'll bring Erev Pesach in the morning, 6 o'clock at the crack of dawn. You'll only have till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You can't eat it the whole day.
Right.
So the Chachamim restricted you a little bit from Chatzos Halayla, a couple of hours. But here you're restricting another 12 hours from Chatzos Hayom. Another 12 hours. So you have to gobble down the whole Chometz Dike. You don't have to gobble down the whole Korban Taida. You have to gobble up the ten Chometz Dike Chalos within a restricted amount of time. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Are you allowed to bring a Korban in such a way that you're Mamayit in the Zman HaAchila? What's the issue? There is a pasuk that says mishmeres trumoisa. You have to be careful with the truma to see to it that it doesn't become nitma and that it doesn't become ovud. It shouldn't get destroyed. It shouldn't ruin. Let's say you have truma around the house and you let it sit there till it rots. So that's not right. If you have a lot of trumas, so invite a lot of kohanim that they should eat it. There's a din mishmeres trumoisa. You have to be mishamer the truma to see to it that it's eaten kemitzvasa, that it shouldn't become tomei. and you shouldn't let it rot. You shouldn't get it, let it spoil. So Rashi writes on the first daf in Chulin that if there's a din of mishmeres trumaisa by truma, kal v'chomer by kachim, if you have a din, you have to handle the truma with care, handle with care, in such a way to see to it that it shouldn't become nitmo, shouldn't become nipsal, shouldn't become spoiled. So kal v'chomer by kachim, there's a din of mishmeres, so you have to be careful. So the machlokes hatanaim is, am I permitted to bring a taida in the morning of Erev Pesach? What does it mean? Normally, a carbon taida you can eat yom v'laylo at chatzos. But the rabbanon, they made at chatzos. I'm going to do a trick of it. I'm going to bring a carbon taida in such a way that I'm a mayit and is mana achila of the lachme taida. I can only eat it till 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock, whatever it is, this man. So that may cause me to be maybe kachim lebeis apsu. If I don't see to, if I don't hustle, if I have my bagels and my Cheerios and my Wheaties left over and I want to eat it for breakfast, so whatever's left over, so you burn it. There's no din mishmeres. You have to watch the Cheerios. You have to watch the bagel that if it's left over, it's left over. So you burn it with the chametz. A din of tashbisu. But on karbonis, that there's a din of mishmeres. You're not supposed to bring. You're not supposed to bring karbonis in such a way that they may cause it to become possible. So sometimes I'm hold. So what's the problem? So you'll bring it in the morning and you this. You'll make a siyum and you tell everybody to come to the siyum and they'll all eat the lachme toida first. Everybody's in Yerushalayim anyway and the old time is chorus. So tell them, come to the siyum. There's going to be a fleishik siyum. We're going to have toida, with lachme toida, chametz, with matzah, whatever you want. Whoever wants chametz, can you come? And you'll see to it that everything is eaten up. So half of the tanaim, we pask and half of the tanaim hold, you're not allowed to do that. The etzem bringing of the carbon in such a day that you're limiting this man achila, that itself is a violation of mishmeres.
Even though he could eat it up in the morning,
even though he plans to see to it. That's the problem. When they made the gzeira de rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat the carbon toida after chatzos, wasn't that already maybe a sakachim lebeis apsul?
Yeah. In terms of some brokers asking this question.
Carbon pass all carbon. All the carbon is that they minatari you can eat it. Minatari you can eat it all night long. But the rabbanon they said so that apparently was that's kedela harchi kasad the minaver. They were more concerned about the aver of kares of eating it after those hashachar because it's pitch black outside. They're more concerned about that aver than about the issue of mishmeres. So they made a gzera a couple of hours. But if you're going to bring a carbon in such a way that you're going to be restricted more than a couple of hours, so that is a problem. See, what about to bring a carbon toida on air of Yom Kippur?
We don't say Mizma L'Soida.
We don't say Mizma L'Soida, but that's
why we don't. The Tumin Hogan, where they say Mizma L'Soida, what's the Shaila? Because a carbon toida, air of Pesach, they got to finish eating by 11 o'clock. Every Yom Kippur, you have all day long.
So just like, it's a mitzvah to eat.
It's a mitzvah to eat.
But tonight.
So just like the Chachamim made Gzeira Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat after Chatzos, and they weren't worried about the maybe Kachman Beis Apsul. Till Chatzos, normally, people eat flesh after Chatzos. Don't worry about it. So maybe Balayla also. In Eretz Yisrael, they eat flesh in the middle of the day. They eat for lunch. They don't eat for supper. So by the time it comes Shki, everybody will be finished eating everything. So that's a machlokes in Achrayim. The Gemara never says beferish that you're not allowed to bring a carbon toido. Does it say anyway? You're not allowed to bring a chatos or a osham or a shlomim or a toido an erev Yom Kippur. Never says it. Only says you're not allowed to bring a carbon toido an erev Pesach. Maybe kachim beis apsul. Why doesn't it say an erev Yom Kippur? So a group of Achrayim say because there's no problem. You have all day long. You have it till Shkia. That's not called maybe kachim beis apsul. And others say, no, our meaning is that we don't say Mizma L'Soida on Erev Yom Kippur.
Because at night you can't eat it then. Oh, usually you
because
should be
at
able
night,
to, yeah, you can't eat
normally eat Yom V'Laila, and here you can't eat the Laila.
So it's also Mimai.
Yeah, it's also Mimai. What about on Ches Tishrei? Yeah, you eat Ches and Tes. Tosef is Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
No, my stomach's okay.
Not worry about that.
Stomach. It doesn't even say you're not allowed. It doesn't say you're not allowed to bring a shlomim on. Why doesn't it say you're not allowed to bring a shlomim on erev Yom Kippur?
On erev Yom Kippur.
Shlomim has shnei yamim v'layla echa. So why doesn't it say anywhere anymore? You're not allowed to bring a shlomim on erev Yom Kippur. Maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe you're not allowed to. But it could be that it is permissible, because there's a Ramban on Chumash, on Vayikra, who's quoting from a Ravid. The Ramban in Chumash often quotes word for word from the Ravid without telling you. That's quoting. Apparently everybody knew the Ravid. Like the Ramban on the bottom of the Rif, in his Hasogas on the Balamor, will often quote Lashonis, phrases, paragraphs, lines from the Ravid. The Ravid learned Pacharusa with the Balamor. And the Ravid has Hasogas on the Balamor. The Ravid was the lucky winner. He married the Rebbe's daughter. They both learned by the Ravid. There were three Ravids. So the Balamor and the Ravid learned by the Ravid the Balo Eshkol. And the Ravid married his daughter.
Others did too. I say others were also lucky.
So very often the Ramban, when he's masig on the Balamor, will quote chunks from the Ravid without even identifying. Apparently everybody knew. So there's a Ramban Achumish who quotes such a line from the Balamor, from the Ravid, where the Ravid writes, it says, when you bring a Karm Shlamim, you eat it that day. V'hanoysa mimeno b'yom ha'sheni, yeyochil. V'hanoysa b'yom ha'shlishi, b'yesh tisore. What kind of a lashem? V'hanoysa b'yom ha'sheni, yeyochil. So, you eat it the first day, shnei yamim v'lai lechot, v'hanoysa b'yom ha'shlishi, lo yeyochil. What kind of a? So the Ravid and the Ramban, the Balamor said the Feirish not so, the Balamor Psochim. But the Ravid and the Ramban, Achumish, both say that the mitzvah min amuvchor is that you should eat shlamim on the same day.
Mm-hmm. But if it's left,
over, it's called naisa. What's left over for the second day is called naisa. So l'chatchila, you should really eat it all on the first day. If it's left over, so it's not enough of a naisa that it should passel. Naisa v'yam ha'sheni, also yeyochav. Naisa v'yam ha'shlishi, that's real makoy. That's the real noisa. That's you saw it. That you're not allowed to eat.
Nishar and noisa.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
Yeah.
Noisa means.
But it has
unfortunately, it was left over.
Mm-hmm.
So what you say as beisim, they should eat it only
should
one
really
day.
Should really eat it one day.
So its second day, it is already a shtikl noisa.
Shtikl noisa. So it could be that it's permissible. If one should assume that you're allowed to bring a taida and Erev Yom Kippur, our minig is we don't say Mizmah Masayda, we assume you're not allowed to. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so they'll have to fight it out. Whether it's so or not. So somehow that's not a problem, because that's not called Mimayit and Nizman Achil, because you can't eat Balayla. You have all day to eat. But you're asking Shadab, what about a Shlamim? A Shlamim, you're supposed to eat Shnei Yom and Balayla Echad. So you bring a Shlamim Erev Yom Kippur, you can't eat it tonight and you can't eat it tomorrow. The rive of the Zman Achila, the two-thirds of the Zman Achila. So maybe it's permissible. Maybe the real mitzvah is to eat it today. You really should eat it today. What's with Lila? Maybe Lila is not called Memayit in the Zman Achila. Erev Pesach, you're hacking off the whole from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Half a day you're chopping off. So maybe that's the problem. That's a machlekes in Achrayim. So that's what the Gemara says. We have such a din in Perish Shvius. There's a din, the Pasuk says in Chumash, Voice Shabbos Arts Lachem Liochlo, Lachol, Lachem Tachov, Lachaya, Asher Biatzecha Tia Kol Tvua Salachol. I think it's a Pasuk in Mishpatim. Voice Shabbos Arts Lachem Liochlo. I have to look in Chumash. So the Gemara says, Liochlo, Velo Lehefsid. There's a Kedushas Perish Shviz, whatever Peris grow in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShmita, have a special Kedushas Perish Shviz. And you're supposed to see to it that it shouldn't get spoiled. You shouldn't burn it, you shouldn't waste it, you shouldn't make soap out of it. You should see to it that it should all be eaten by human beings or by behemoths. Shabbos Oros Lachem Liochlo, Lachol, Vehem Tuchov, Lachai, Asher Biatzecha, Tiyah Kol Tvua Salecho. So the Mishnah has many dinim based on Liochlo. Liochlo V'lo L'melugmo. You're not allowed to make a medication, a medicine out of it. Liochlo V'lo L'menochis. You're not allowed to bring a korban mincha from it, because the mincha you burn the koimetz on the Mizbeach. So that's not Liochlo. Liochlo has to be Liochlo. So some achrenim write that just like there's a din that you're not allowed to be maybe kachim lebeis apsul, you're not allowed to bring a korban in such a way that you're restricting the zman ha'achila, or you're restricting the people who can eat it. If you have a korban that can be eaten, let's say I bring a korban shlamim in the beis hamikdash, so shlamim can be eaten not only by kohanim, it's not the same as chatas, which is only eaten zichri kohuna. You can eat it, the Israelim can also eat it. So let's say the Chacham brought a chatos today and a shlomim, and he cooks it together in the same pot. So Chacham, he cooks it together in the same pot. So Tam Ki Iker, So now the shlamim has to be eaten yom v'layla ad chatzos by zichrei kohuna. He would have cooked it in separate pots. So the chatas has the restricted zman and the restricted oichlim. It has to be eaten by zichrei kohuna yom v'layla ad chatzos. The shlamim, you have shnei yom v'layla, it could be eaten by anybody who's tar. But if he cooks it together, so he just made all the restrictions, all the limitations. That's maybe kachim lebeis apsul. You're not allowed to do that. So some achrenim, right? I think Rav Kook has this. The early achrenim talk about it. The early achrenim have it like that, that it's not proper to take perishvias and to put them together, to cook them together with truma. Because you're limiting the people who can eat it. Truma can only be eaten by kohanim. And the perishvis could have been eaten by Yisrael and could have been eaten by the Kohanim in a state of Tumah. The Truma may not be eaten in a state of Truma. So if you mamayit in the ochlim of the Truma, of the perishvis, he may be gorim to liochla v'lola hefsid. That's It's like a violation of mishmeres, Trumoisai. There's a din of mishmeres on Truma, a din of mishmeres on Kochim, and a din of mishmeres on perishvis also. Whatever has a mitzvah sachila, there's a din of mishmer. So that's why some gedolim say that it's not right to use yayin shel shviyas for havdalah, because many have a minig that women don't drink
all the wine.
Many have a minig that you pour over the wine, it's still over, then you pour out whatever's still there. So that's mamish liochla v'lola hefsed. But even those who are makpid bal tashchis, he's not allowed to spill over, even they want it for a simen bracha. Some hold it's muta because it's a simen bracha. There's a gemara that says any household where wine is spilled where they're spilling like water in the beginning of the week is a simen bracha for the week. So that's why many have a minig that they fill up the havdalah cup and they overflow, so it should be a simen bracha for the week. So even though Zachranim say that that's not correct, that's not proper because it's a shayla from Bal Tashchis, but still, even leaving that out, still many have a minig that women don't drink, for whatever reason they quote from the Shalah, women don't drink
wine
from Yain Havdalah. So when you have Yain from Shviyas, you could have it either men or women. Once you decide to use it for Havdalah, so you're ready. Usually the one who says Havdalah drinks the whole cup of Havdalah. Yeah. What's the problem? But once in a while he doesn't finish it, so what's going to be with the leftover wine? So someone else is going to drink it, pour it back into the bottle. Alright, then you have a problem. The women can't drink it.
You're
limiting. So some say that that's also Achshash from Mishmeres. There's a din of Mishmeres on Perishviyas. That's already a chumra on top of a chumra, but that's what it's based on. It's an extension of this gemara.
So you cannot use it for benching either. For benching, by shalishud, if you don't drink the wine,
drink
Well, someone's going to drink it later.
Yeah, you
mean you're going to use it for Abdullah and only men drink Abdullah? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever leave over some food on the
bacon means? No, perish means a problem. Whatever you leave over. Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael.
They always take a smaller portion.
Let's say next year Shviyas in Eretz Yisrael. So those who don't rely on the Het HaMechira, so they observe the laws of Perish Shviyas. So if you have chicken or steak, you can leave over half a steak, no problem. The steak didn't grow from the ground. That doesn't have Kedushas Perish Shviyas. But if you have an apple or an orange or a potato, not allowed to throw out the garbage. All year long they throw out tons of garbage at all the weddings, at all the yeshivas. Everybody throws out tons. Perish Shviyas, you're not allowed to throw out, so you have to leave it on the side. Who wants to eat the leftover? So they leave it on the side.
Who
wants
spoiled.
To eat someone else's? They leave it on the side till it gets spoiled. They're not going to have to put it away in the freezer to keep it the other way. So they have a separate bag and they leave it till it gets nifsal me'achila. So then the din is that you're allowed to destroy it. But the principle is you're not allowed to destroy Perish Shviyas that is still roi l'achila. I think burying is also. No, burying is also.
Soil.
I mean, the ants will eat it. What do they bury? Because the ants are going to eat it. Maybe. That didn't occur to me.
So if ants are going to eat it, that's not good?
Maybe that's mutter.
That's mutter.
That's liyachla.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, we're going to have to believe that, and next week we'll have to continue to figure out, where does it say, we didn't get to it yet, where does it say in this braisa that there's a machloikis hanetanoi kanetanoi, whether you're permitted to bring shlamim of nedarim and nedavis on a yontif. Gemara's going to go weiter to say it's a machloikis hatanoi.
Excuse me, he sent it to me, or you?
No, I'll explain later.
Because he was in my office, he broke it.
Oh. In the very end of Parshas Kedoshim, next to the last pasuk, it says, "V'yisim li kedoshim kikodesh ani Hashem, v'avdel eschem min ho'amim lihiyos li." So Rashi has a famous comment. V'avdel eschem min ho'amim lihiyos li. Reb Loza ben Azaria Eimer. A person shouldn't say, "I don't eat chazir because I can't stand it. I don't like chazir." You shouldn't say, "I don't want to wear shatnas because I don't like that kind of garment. I don't like shatnas." These are chukim. There's nothing wrong. Chazir is healthy, and shatnas, there's nothing wrong. He should say, "Efshi v'efshi, I would enjoy to do it." Ma'aseh avisha b'shamayim gazer alai. That's what it says. V'avdalaschem in amim lios lishetei avdalaschem lishmi. There are a lot of Jews. A lot of secular Jews, they keep a little bit the mitzvah. They say it's tradition, it's cultural, it's cultural. Even the Apikursim, who didn't believe in the atheists, who didn't believe in anything, but this is cultural, yeah. So they did culture. So Rashi said, that's not. Yeah, that's not why we do things. You have to do l'shem shamar, you have to do it's a mitzvah. So the Rambam adds on, the Rambam has a hakdamah, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, that's because of a loss of any better name, so it's known as the Shmoneh Prokim. That's an 8-chapter introduction. So it's called the Shmoneh Prokim LaRambam. So the Rambam writes there in one of the Prokim that this statement that Rashi quotes from the Tanna of Ablozim ben Azar from the Sifro and this Pasuk only applies to Chukim, it doesn't apply to Mishpatim. What are you going to say? I really hate you and I really would love to kill you, but Moesed, the Rebbeinu Shalom, I'd really like to gum the sheet from everybody, but Moesed, Avi Shabbat Shemaim goes well. So the Rambam writes that this is only a chukim. A mishpatim, you have to understand, you have to feel that it's not right. It's not enough to observe the law because you're afraid you're going to burn in Gehenna. You have to make it part of your way of thinking that's absolutely improper. You have to know that that's not ethical to steal from the other person. It's not ethical to kill. But when you're talking about chukim, so it's not right to say, yeah, that's the way we do things, that's the right way. It's not. That's not the way we do things. It's not a cultural concept. This we have to do it l'shem shamayim. So then Rashi quotes another comment from the same Taras Kohanim. V'yisim li kidoshim v'avdel eschem min ho'amim. So Rashi says, "Em atem u'dolim mehem, hari atem shali." If you'll be mudal from the goyim and you'll observe my mitzvahs, not for cultural reasons, not for tradition, no. Religion, not for tradition. If you do it because it's part of a religion, l'shem shamayim, then atem li, then you belong to me and I will protect you. Watch out, I have money in my pocket. It's my money, so I'm going to, I have jewelry, I have savings, it's mine, so I want to protect it. Someone else's possessions, I'm not achrayt to worry. I don't worry about other people's money. The imlav, Rashi quotes from the Tanaim, if you're not going to do the mitzvahs, l'shem mitzvah, you're going to do it for cultural purposes. Ein atem shali, you don't belong to me. Hari atem shal nebuchadnezzar v'chaverav. I'll let you be killed. I'll leave you hefker. You don't belong to me. In different generations, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam punished Bnei Yisrael, and he didn't watch over them. So the Tanoim are explaining that's part of the reason why, when we keep the mitzvahs. When we move dolim min hagoyim l'shem shamayim, we're doing it for religious purposes. Then we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't keep the mitzvahs, then he says, "Yatem shali, hare atem shal nebuchadnezzar v'chaverav." He's not interested in watching over us. So with respect to the Shoah, yesterday was the Yom HaShoah. With respect to the Shoah, so everyone's trying to figure out how mechari huaf hagadol hazetz, not to be understood. How can it be? So I remember one of my rabbeim in the yeshiva told us that we were never there in Europe and we never saw what it was. And he says, "You think that you imagine in your minds, oh, all tzaddikim, all talmid hachamim." This rebbe was from Lithuania; he wasn't from Poland. It was a misnagid, a real misnagid. So he says, in Flatbush, at that time there was no Flatbush, in Borough Park, that time it was Borough Park, is in Borough Park, on every corner there's a yeshiva and a shtibel. Now there are 5 shtiblach on every corner. He says, every corner has a shtibel and every bocher goes to the yeshiva. He says, when he was in Europe before the war, there was a Miri yeshiva, had 400 talmidim from 400 cities. There was one boy from every city came, and the others, they weren't learning in a fancy akela. They were not learning. And he says, what do you think? He learned by Rav Elvel Lasalvich. He says, what do you think? Briskerov, Givalia? What do you think is Balabatim? They weren't learning, they weren't listening. He says, they were communists. They weren't observing. They were lahachasniks. They were all secular Jews. So he said over the Lashon that the Gemara has a Lashon when Titus came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so the Medrash has an expression, Kilchot Chinah Tochan. He wasn't grinding up anything that was solid, he was just grinding the flour that was already ground up. The Bnei Yisrael had sinned so much that the Beis HaMikdash had already crumbled, and Titus just came and he blew it. The Ruchnius was already destroyed. So that's what this Rebbe was saying. In his part of the world, that was the picture.
The city I come from, the Spelish in the morning before davening was full with people.
Many communities it was not so. There were many secular Jews. So his explanation clearly, many say like Nechatoyne Galina Miatzeno, the whole Churban, all the Churbanos were because of Chatoyne. But we really don't understand how can you say that it's still the Kash is still there. Mechariho Afakodol Azeh. So the Kash is usually because we're trying to explain history with cause and effect. So an event that happens now should be a toitzot, that's something that happened in the last 50 years. No. Because of this, that's causal relation. Something happened, and because of that, that's what happened. We don't look cause and effect, what happened 3,000 years ago. Oops, what happened 3,000 years ago has a shaykhis. So Rashi writes on Chumash, on the Chazal, after the Chet HaEgel, it says, V'yom pakti yipakadati. So Rashi writes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't forgive the Chet HaEgel. But if he's going to punish the Klal Yisrael, they'll disappear. There weren't so many people there. They didn't have millions and millions and millions of people. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, "Biyom Pakti Bakarati." Every time the Rebbeinu Shlom gets angry at Bnei Yisrael, he punishes. He throws in a little bit
from the eagle.
From the chet of the eagle. What does it have to do with us? The chet of the eagle was 3,000 years ago. Liyum Salvas Albanim is not fair. So the stomach of the Hezber is Liyum Salvas Albanim. Is when you're speaking about an Oynish Ayochi. Ayochi did an Aveira, so you want to punish him, so the himself is Albanim, how do you punish the children? But if you have the Chet HaTzibur, so the Halacha says that there's a metaphysical entity of a Klal Yisrael that consists of all of the people, past, present, and future. All of Klal Yisrael, from the days of Avraham Avinu till the days of Mimosa Mashiach, it's one big Klal Yisrael. So apparently, the Rebbeinu Shalom, it makes sense to give an Oynish in the later generation for a Chet that happened earlier. What did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to give the Einish for? What does he have to give? What does he have to give such an Einish? So when we were learning Rambam, I remember in Yeshiva, we were learning the Rambam in Hilchas Seidus, quotes a din, a Rosh is Pasulaitis, a Pasuk Chumash. Once you do it out there, Pasulaitis, Le'olam Vos, so the din is not. When he does Tshuva, it becomes Pasulaitis. How do you know that he did Tshuva? Maybe he's a faker. So we learned the Gemara Sanhedrin says, it's hard to tell, and you gotta make sure that he's not fooling. So, but then the Rambam writes a chiddush. We don't exactly know the Mokum and the Gemara. The Rambam writes, what's the definition of a Rasha? Anyone who talks Lashon Hara is a Rasha. Anyone who does any slight aver is a Rasha. So the Rambam writes, either a Rasha de Chomes, he's gambling money, cheating money, or a Rasha, one who violated an aver, sheyesh ba malkus amisa. But if he does an aver, no chimud mamon involved, no malkus amisa, so then he doesn't become postulated. Then the Rambam writes, if a person did an aver, sheyesh ba malkus, and they gave him the malkus and he did tshuva, then he becomes kosher latus. What did he stick in that they gave him the malkus? Usually he writes, if he did tshuva, if he did tshuva, he becomes kosher latus. What did he write over here? If they gave him the malkus and he did the tshuva. So Rav Soloveitchik said from the Rambam is mashma that a gemardin lemalkus or a gemardin lemisa gives a chal Hashem rasha on the gavra. A person that doesn't have air even before the gemardin has a Shem rasha. So to be mafkiya that Shem rasha, you do tshuva, it's mafkiya the Shem rasha that he did bishas, that he got bishas aveira. But if the person after doing the aveira got a gemardin lemalkus or a gemardin lemisa, so the pasuk says ashahu rasha lamos, or it says v'hayon bin hakoisa rasha. That's how the Rambam knows from the Rift that whoever did an aver sheyesh b'malkus amisa is nikra rasha. So the gemardin l'malkus gives an additional shame rasha. So that gemardin la'oinish cannot be pakah with tshuva alone. That you have to have actually a kiyum oinish. So perhaps we don't understand the Dach Hashem. Perhaps that's what it means. That in every generation, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam punishes, the people do aver, so he punishes them. So he always throws in a little more beyond pakti pakarati. He throws in a little more because of the Chet Egel. What does he have to give for the Chet Egel? Because he made a Gemar Din at that time. He made a Gemar Din Lo'inish. And as if there's a blemish, a pagam of Shem Rasha on the Klal Yisrael. So to be mafkiyad, it's not enough just to do tshuva. You have to have the Yom Pakti Pakarati. You have to have the Kiyam Ho'inish to be Mesalik that Oinish. But why still such a pella? In all the generations, there was always a Yom Pukti Bakarate. There were always pogroms, but not such a, not to be understood. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, in different places, the Chofetz Chaim writes, he asks himself a funny question. He says, how come years ago, people used to record history? It was 2 years before the Sreifa, was 5 years after the Sreifa. Every little village, there was a Sreifa, or like an yeshiva. We used to, years ago, we used to remember, oh, it's before the big machlokes, after the big machlokes. There was always a big machlokes in the yeshiva. It was 2 years before the machlokes, 2 years after the machlokes. Then as the years went on, every year there was a machlokes. Why is every year? So you say because the yeshiva is bigger. So the Chavetz Chaim talks, but the village is still the same tiny village. It's 2 by nothing. So how come every year there's a sreifa? Not because they have more electrical appliances and they're more sreifa. How come there's more sreifa? How come there are more things? He says he remembers years ago it used to be much less. So he says it must be that the Ribbono Shel Olam is winding down all of history. He's coming to the end. And he has a certain number of incidents, a certain number of onshin that he wants to bring to the Klal Yisrael. He has to, in order to wind up, to wrap everything up, so he wants to patter up quickly. So that's why he rushes through a lot of Yisurin and a lot of onshin. So I'm just thinking, if that is so, if there is such a concept like the Chafetz Chaim, I don't, that's what the Chafetz Chaim wrote. I don't know if it was an original idea. It's quoting from Kabbalah, so I don't know. So maybe that's what happened over here. Because in what happened immediately before the Shoah, that this should bring about, so they were Apikursim, they were Mishumbodim, they were Maskilim, they were Tzionistim, whatever dirty names, they were Misnagdim, they were Hasidim, whatever you want to call them, whatever Avera. But how did this come about, such an ownership? So doesn't, the punishment doesn't correspond to the Chet. There were so many tzaddikim. How can it be that there's Oynish? So you have to say, like Rashi said, a Yom Pakti Pakarti. So it's still a Pella. So much, there was always a Yom Pakti Pakarti. In the times of Xeris Tach V'Tach, throughout all the generations, there was always a Yom Pakti, but it wasn't so much. So maybe it's like the Chavetz Chaim says, that Rebbe Shlom is holding by winding down all of history. He's holding by the end, like in the end of Shiras Hazinu. It says it's going to be a big Shoah. And then the concluding Pasuk says, how does the pasuk say? The Ribbono Shel Olam will take nekama after all of the yisurim that the Jews will suffer. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take nekama of Yashiv Tatzrak. The Chiper Ad Masa Yama. So Rashi says, Ulay Achapra Panav. What does it mean? Ulay Achapra Panav. When Yankov is about to come back, maybe I'll be mefayesin. So he says the word lachaper doesn't always mean atonement. Sometimes it means to be mefayes. So he says, V'chipar Abmastam, HaKadosh Baruch will be Mephias, his nation, and he will be Mephias, Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Gedolim said after the war, when he established the Medina of Yisrael. So he said, that was Mamish the Pasuk, V'chipar Abmastam. And maybe it's like the Chavetz Chaim, the Rebbe Shalom wants to wind down all of history. So he had to rush through the fulfillment of the Kapara. So he wanted to do Biyom Pak the Pagarat to become Pater. Let's hope we all became potter from all of it.
Amen. I see we're struggling.